Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host my show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Barbara isn't called in yet, but she will. Are you there, Bill and Richard?
Johnny, I can't hear you. It's we're getting an echo, so I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I don't think I'm doing anything. Let me try. Wait, is it still there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
No.
Can you hear me?
I don't hear an echo now. No.
I think it's okay now.
Okay, good. That's good. So I want to say before Barbara gets on, you predicted, we talked about the queen, you predicted that the queen was going to die or that was on her last legs. Do you remember you saying that?
Yeah, I did that about a month or 2 months ago. I said she has about, it was during her party, that big party they had, and I said that she had about 6 months to live, and that was that. Within 6 months, she
and
would
Barbara's
die.
Here.
And,
Barbara's here. We're talking about the queen.
Oh, hi, Barbara.
Yes, I got that. Oh, I know. I was going to mention that today because I do remember you saying that, Dale. But
yes,
I wouldn't expect anything less, though, from you. I mean, you're just on point.
Well,
non-stop.
I don't like that. I don't really predict about death, but when I see something like that in a famous person, I usually tend to say something. And, you know, of course, they go, yeah, she's going to die because she's old. Well, you know, it was very unexpected how she died. And my feeling is this. I'll be honest with you. They'll never admit.
Okay, let me try.
All right, I'm getting...
Okay.
John,
I know. I'm trying to think of something I can do.
Let me call you back.
Yes. Yeah. We got to call back.
Okay. All right. We'll try that.
Okay. Johnny?
Yeah, I'm still here.
That usually happens when there's another person in the same house on the same show. There's a lot of feedback. So I don't know if that's what was going on maybe at her home. I'm not sure. But we're still on air, right? And Dale's going to call back?
We're still on the air. Dale,
hey,
Johnny,
that happened last time, Dale. Hi, Richard. Hi, Dale. That happened. I was echoing last show for a while, but then it went away, thank goodness.
Okay.
Well, I think we're okay now.
Good.
Well, my headset just went out on me, so... I don't know if it is or isn't, but I'm not going to mess with it.
You sound good now.
Yeah, no, I was saying, what was I saying, Barbara?
About the queen, the queen, and how it was.
Yeah, everybody was, okay. What my feeling is, you know, I hate to say this, but I mean, a very strong feeling is that she couldn't take it anymore, whatever the problem was, and they kind of gently put her to sleep. That's my feeling. You know, they have shots for that. And that is my feeling because it was so unexpected. She was with the lady 2 days ago, the new prime minister, and everything was fine, well, and dandy. And then all of a sudden, gone, you know?
Right.
They didn't
say. It doesn't have anything. It's not because she was older, because her husband was 5 years older than her, and he lasted a lot longer. You know, he just passed away a year and a half ago. So, you know, she was 5 years younger than him. So she could have gone on for 5, 10 more years. You never know.
Well,
people,
you know,
are living into their hundreds.
Yeah, what's funny about that is because, like, my grandmother, she lived to be 107. And
wow.
It was in her genes. It's in her family genes to have, like, you know, she said, told me one time that her uncle, like, they took away his driver's license when he was 107 and he got a horse. I mean, people just, for some reason, it's kind of like, you know, it's sort of like, you know, she's 100 years old. When she was 100, she would not eat dinner, and my sister would take her places, people would ask her, how old are you? And she would say, I'm only 100. I'm only 100, you know? So
yeah,
it's kind of
cool,
like, too. it's like there's just some people that, you know, they're 105 and then they have this bundle of energy and then they're, it's like, seriously, if they had all lived a few years longer, they would have their own Wikipedia entries and they would have met the president. It's like,
yeah, but I know. In this case, I don't think that she wanted to live much longer. She was in a lot of pain and a lot of problems. Richard, are you there?
Yes.
Do you
do you
hear what I'm saying? Do you agree with this?
I guess so, yeah. It's in your genes, that's for sure. My
well, I
genes.
Yeah,
I'm
for Richard about
well,
that.
My,
I mean,
okay,
don't you
my
say
mother
sometimes...
lived. Wait a minute.
Oh,
my mother
saying,
lived.
Aren't you
Richard.
Too old for that? Aren't
Richard.
You too old for all the problems, Richard?
Yes.
At my age.
Can
Richard, do you have background noise on at all? Do you have any
Nothing.
Kind of noise on?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Weird.
I'm trying to tell
okay.
you. It's in the genes. It's in the genes. And like my mother lived just 1 month short of being 100, okay?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And,
well, tell everybody how old you are. Maybe we have new listeners. You're 94.
Well, I'm 49, you know. I mean, Jesus.
Okay, I have a question to the older people. Dale, this
what?
Is my question, kind of what you were saying is she was tired of the problems. If I was that age, I would say, which I already say at this age, I'm too old for that, S-H-I-T, you know? I am.
I know the feeling. I know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I know the feeling because I have arthritis in my knees and it acts up and some days it's good, some days it's bad. And it's like, I don't need this. You know, it really, I am taking older age as I age. I'm not taking it well.
<laughs> You know? Yeah. And can you imagine all of these problems? And she knew that the grandson, Harry, was in town and probably thought
he wasn't in
convenient
town.
Time.
He wasn't in town. He was in Britain. I don't think,
well,
I was just reading.
Okay.
I don't think he
area.
Made it to her. I don't think he made it to her passing. I'm not sure because
no,
I read
it. But I'm saying he's there for the funeral in 10 days or 9 days now.
Yeah, but if she died so suddenly, that makes me feel that, you know, she was kind of, you know, had enough, and they kind of made her life comfortable like they would with hospice people. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah. I agree. She was just done. She didn't want to see Harry on her deathbed. That's not what I was saying. I think she knew that he was in town just for the funeral. It's going to be a huge thing. Very huge.
Barbara, do you think it will be bigger than the situation with Princess Di?
No.
You know, she was the people's princess and versus the queen.
Yeah. That, about the same. We won't be able to really tell much difference, but that was really different. I was really sad, you guys. I know I'm an American, but I've always thought that the king and queens and monarchy is so interesting and really like a fantasy. Yes, I always am into watching it. And I cried when Princess Diana died. I even cried.
Oh, yeah.
I did shed a tear yesterday because watching all of the programs, she was a wonderful, warm woman. Can you feel the warmth from her?
Yeah, I could. I could. I feel she was a wonderful queen. And, you know, God bless her and, you know, take care of her. But at the same token, it's her time. But now we have a king, and it's really hard to get used to the word king, you know? And I really have a hard time after Princess Di liking Camilla. I mean, I'll be honest. I after the situation of what happened with the king and Camilla and them having an affair from the time Diana was mm-hmm. married to him, it really rubs me the wrong way.
Me too. Don't you think it's rubbing the kids the wrong way as well? They've had to deal with bringing her into the family.
I think it's rubbing Harry the wrong way because he loved his grandmother so much and he loved everybody so much and he is protecting Meghan like there is no tomorrow because he doesn't want what happened to his mother happen to Meghan.
I hope you can predict. Can you predict some of that? I think that he's going to get sick of her because look at everything that he has lost and left to go to Montecito where nothing's going on, just to live in a big house with her. People really hate her. I'm sorry to say that word, but they do.
They hate who?
Meghan.
I don't buy that. I believe he has two children with her, for God's sake. He loves his kids.
I didn't say he did. I said people do. And will that eventually start bugging him that most everybody else does take her?
No.
It won't?
No. No.
I don't think so.
I mean, because he has children. He has a new life. He chose to give up the monarchy. Or they chose to give us a monarchy. He saw what happened to his wife, that they were making fun of her. And the real issue came down to black and white. I mean, you know, what color is a child going to be? Come on, a child's a child, you know? And, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are.
I mean, did that really happen, though? I just don't know if I believe her, everything she says.
Cool.
She's lying a lot. Meghan, I watch it every single day.
Well, you got to know who your source is, who's writing the material.
Everybody is. Americans, Britons, everybody's writing it, and they go back and they listen.
I haven't read that.
They'll go back, and they will take a quote of something she said, and then they will bring out the truth and the source of that and match it up, and it doesn't match. Over and over again, almost every day.
Well, I think they ought to get off of her and go on to something else because of the fact that, you know, it's Harry's wife, and he went through this with his mother, and he doesn't want to go through it again. You know?
Well, then he better stay at home. What do you think the reason was for her not to go from London over to wherever the home is that the queen passed away in?
They would not allow her to go. They don't want her in the monarchy or anywhere near the monarchy. I mean, Prince Charles' son is even not liking her, and everybody there is not liking her. And they're a close-knit group, and they do what they want to do, and we don't really know the truth of anything.
Okay, I want to ask you, Dale, though, if you were in her shoes, would you just suck it up and be the princess, or would you have gone the route she took?
I would have went the route she took. I don't like persecution. I don't like people making fun of me. I don't like going through that kind of hell. And being that she was part black and part white, I knew that was going to happen. And I would have went the other way. I mean, you know, I just couldn't handle it. And he loved her enough to marry her for what she is. And there was no color. There was no race. And now, you know, they're not saying it, but it was part of what it was. I mean, for them not to show their second child for a long time because, you know, they didn't want to be made fun of. I mean, she has basically said that is a lot of it.
That's true. I think she's so pretty.
She's gorgeous.
I really do. Yeah, she's gorgeous. And she's
just
sexy.
Yeah, let it all fly by. It'll all even itself out. Because look at what Charles did. I mean, he was having an affair with Camilla for years. I mean, yeah, now she's going to be her. Whatever she is. I don't know what title she is. You know,
it was different back then. He could not marry her because she was a Catholic and she was also a divorcee. But Meghan, she was divorced, and that was okay for Harry to marry her. And I don't think they even talked about, religion. So it has changed. It has definitely changed.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the reason. Why marry Princess Di if you're in love with the other woman?
Well, because he couldn't marry the other woman because she was divorced and she was a Catholic. That's what I saw today on a special.
We don't know what's real anymore. They have so much fake news. Who knows, you know? I have to give Trump credit for one thing, and one thing only. He made my mind know that we have fake news out there. I had no idea there was fake news. I would take fake news verbatim, whatever they said on the news, I would believe. Now my husband says, look who wrote the article. Is it the Sun? Is it the Entertainer? You have to know who the writer is of the article to know how real it is. Like I was reading some stuff on Ann Hash. And, you know, I said, oh, Blythe, listen to this. She was left in the, you know, house for 45 minutes and the fireman didn't even come to her aid. I was really upset. He goes, who wrote the article? It was the Sun. You know, come on. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't have the answer.
Right. Or the Daily Mail. Yeah, I always knew that. That made me feel safe because I thought, hey, if somebody's written bad about me, I could just say, you're going to believe everything you read out there?
Pull that part
out.
Well, yeah, like I like when they say everything on the Internet is true. I don't think so. it's like... Talk to the hand, the face don't understand. Okay, Johnny, do we have any calls going?
Yes, we do. Area code 917. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
And who is this place? We have children or somebody in the background where I can't hear you.
I hope you can hear me now. It's my kid. My name is Tim, calling from New York.
Hi, Tim from New York. What part of New York?
I live in Manhattan.
Okay. Very familiar with that area since I grew up in Jersey, and I used to look over the river all the time and wonder what the people in New York were doing. And then I made my way into New York. I loved every minute of it. I am totally a New Yorker. Anyway, how can I help you, Tim?
Oh, sure. I was calling to see if there was any tips or messages from Spirit regarding some abundance I'm working on bringing in. I'm trying to pivot into doing something else. Not exactly sure what, so I've been kind of just
because you are, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not sure if there's no way I can talk about abundance from the other side. Mm-hmm. I can't predict lotteries. No psychic can. And as far as abundance, you have to have an idea in your mind of what you want to do.
Okay.
Do you know?
Makes perfect sense.
Pardon me?
I don't, but I'm working on it.
Okay. I'll tell you what. You know what you want to do, call back, and then I readdress the question. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Johnny.
All right. You want to go to the next one, or do you want
to? Yeah, go ahead. That's unfortunate.
Area code 316. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Steer.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Yes. Lori.
Who are you? Lori, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Kansas.
Wow, that's a middle. That's a middle of somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, nowhere.
I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to be cruel. And I've been to Kansas, so I've been passing through as a child. It's not that bad. What would you like to know?
I have a daughter-in-law right now that is going through some very mental trauma. Can you see her on the other coming through that?
Okay. Oh, God, people are asking me such weird questions, some which I can't answer. This is your daughter-in-law. She's alive. She's around right now?
Yes.
Okay. What are the mental issues she's going through? I would need to talk to her, not you.
Okay. Then I guess I asked the wrong question.
Yeah, let's try something else.
Okay. There's something living in my house.
Something what?
Living, not on this plane, but living in my house.
Oh, you mean spirit? You mean
spirit.
Ghost? What do you mean?
Spirits.
Spirits. Okay, you're in Kansas. You've had knowledge of spirits?
Yes.
And you have created that knowledge yourself because there is no spirits in there. When you tend to be upset or you tend to think things of a negative nature, those spirits will come through.
So it can't be anyone that's passed away reaching through then?
Not that way, no. Unless you're getting dreams or they're sitting by your bedside and talking to you, that kind of thing.
I just feel like someone's touching me more so than seeing.
Well, nobody is. Are you talking about in bed or are you talking about just sitting?
Just sitting.
Okay. Nobody's touching you. I don't see it. You could use some sage and have someone bless the house, you know, and go around and bless it and get rid of whatever energies that you think may be coming through. You could do that, get a blessing. I mean, if I were in Kansas, I would do that for you, but I'm not going to.
Because I deal with my mother, and I don't want her around.
Fine. Then tell her to go away. That's real simple.
That's simple?
Yes. And
thank
put a
you.
Mirror up. Yeah, and put a mirror up, a mirror, and face it towards wherever you feel she's coming. Face it and tell her, time to go away. Time to go to the light. Time to go away. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay,
you have,
thank you very
helped
much.
Me a lot. All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Barbara, back to you for normality.
Ha-ha. I love that reading, though. Because you did help her so much. That would help me. When somebody puts something in my mind, that is so powerful. So just her knowing that she can tell that spirit to leave, go away, giving her that power, basically. And she's like, that's all I needed, you know, and now she's going to go take care of it. I love it.
Well, yeah, if you tell spirit go away that you don't want them there, and you can't help them, they will go away. And then they will start to go to someone else and bug them. That happens a lot.
Creepy
Barbara.
That she thinks that she's being touched. Yes.
No, I've had that happen, so I totally understand that. Especially when I've done a show at the Horizon Casino, I've been touched. I know. My question
I just ignore
to you,
it.
Barbara,
yes?
Have you listened to Facebook at all? Have you looked into anything we might be doing yet?
Oh, yes. It's all going to be set up. I'm glad we're taking one more week to get set up, though, with it. And
take as long as you want. If you need 2 weeks, fine, you know.
Okay, because we want to put our advertisements out. I'm excited, but I did get my whole studio set up, which just knowing we were going to do this on camera, live on Facebook with you, got me all inspired, and I got it all set up. So that part's ready.
Great.
All we have to do is create our room. We can have as many people join. And we also can, later on, we can actually charge for it.
Well, I don't want to charge right now, okay?
No, later. Later on.
Much
maybe.
Later. If you know, maybe. No, that's interesting, but I've texted you twice, and you haven't returned my text, so
oh,
let me know.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was just once, and I'm so sorry. I really want to tell you what I was going to call and tell you, but my day just, it just went by so fast. Okay. Remember, I was having all of those doctor's appointments, MRI.
Oh, yeah.
All those
oh, yeah,
were
yeah.
my breath. Yes. Okay, so
yes.
It was today that I found out. Today, this morning, I found out I've had to wait all this time, and I'm trying to keep it out of my mind, breast cancer. I don't want that to creep into my mind.
What did they say? What did they say?
They said I don't have breast cancer, thank God. I don't have any breast cancer.
Did I tell you that?
You said there was something else, and I'll tell you, you are right, because there is something else going on.
Well, it's not breast cancer.
No, thank goodness. You did say
okay.
that. You said it's not going to be breast cancer, but there's going to be something else, and you're going to have to make a decision, you know, and this is true. You were right once again. Would you guys
okay.
like to know what's wrong with me?
Yeah. Stop
okay.
keeping us.
How about you, Richard?
I'm fine. I'm, yeah.
How about Donnie? I'd never even hear
sure.
it. He wouldn't say anything. Okay. Implant has ruptured, and it's silicone, and it's sitting
that.
There in my pocket right there, all open.
Yes, I was already aware of that, and that has, don't even think about it. It has to be taken care of. You have to redo it, whether you like it or
and
not, or it can cost it.
Jill, you
can talk. I did?
Cannot understand. What?
She predicted this. She basically said that, did you have, you remember, Dale, you asked Barbara if she's had any breast work?
Yes, I did ask her that.
Right, okay.
And she said vividly. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, and I said that it was a rupture. There was something in the breast that was, you know. Anyway, you got to get it fixed because that
well,
can't
I have been. I have been seeing other doctors to get it fixed. And then I happened to be talking to a girlfriend today on the phone about business. And I told her, I couldn't call you yesterday. It was just too much, you know, with the queen dying and me wondering if I had breast cancer.
I know, Barbara.
Oh. Yes.
It's okay. We got to get to other people. Finish the sentence.
Okay, but I just want to tell you that the girl I talked to said that happened to her, and she was in surgery for 10 hours while they had to get all that silicone out of her.
Okay, you're not going to be in surgery for 10 hours. It's
okay.
going to be a quick procedure. Get the right person, and you got to fix it. You may have to have new implants. They will
well,
take
I'm
out the old.
To get.
They're
well,
gonna
going
out
to take
out the old. They're going to take out the old and put in new, okay?
Sounds exciting. No, I want that anyway. So, good. Thank you. And I'm just so relieved, though, you guys. I was already starting to think, how am I going to live when I have cancer? I'm just going to have to go, you know, jump out of airplanes and do all these things before I die.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, let's not worry about it. You don't have cancer. Your implants will be fixed. You will be fine. Don't worry about it. Life
okay.
will go on. And I have to go through on the 8th of October. I have to have my test to check for breast cancer. So here we go.
Yep.
And I don't have a psychic to call to find out if I'm okay.
Oh, I know. I'm so lucky. We're lucky we have you, Dale. You make
well,
so
like
many people feel better. I know. You don't have to. You have all of these psychic friends, I thought.
No.
No.
I have friends that are psychic, period. But, you know,
okay.
that's it.
No favorite psychic for you, unless you talk to yourself.
I have one or two. One I will not call because she scares the hell out of me. So she said, my psychics are in Hawaii. So, you know,
Yeah. Actually,
I'm feeling I'll be fine. So I'm not really worried about it.
Good. Good. That is
okay.
Good.
All right. Johnny, do we?
Yes.
Go ahead. Do we have another call?
Area code 814. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi.
Hi. Who's it?
This is Amy.
Amy, can you talk louder? I'm having a problem today with people. Can you talk louder?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I do for you?
My question is, I had a job interview last Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to see what your thoughts were if I would get that job.
Okay. Well, it's not the end of the world. What kind of job is it? Amy?
Yes.
Are you listening to me at all?
Yes. It is. It's where I currently work at.
Okay, that's not helping me. What kind of work job is it?
Budgeting.
You know, you
budgeting.
Don't sound very positive about this at all. So what is the real issue? What's the real problem? Because I feel like, would this be in up thing, you know, would that be moving you upward?
Yes.
And how many people have applied for this position, do you know?
6 total.
I want to say at this time, you know, they haven't made up mm-hmm. their mind yet. And you need to call them and kind of find out more, or, you know, really say you're very interested in the job and go for it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Amy, are you I'm about ready to cut you. So, I mean, are you even interested in what I'm saying?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. What you need to do is call or talk to someone in the company and make a point out of saying how interested you are in the job. Then that would put your chances up to 75% of you getting it. At this point, you're at 50. Okay?
Okay. Okay,
thank you.
Thank
you for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Amy.
I don't know about people today. Barbara.
Yeah, you know, I'm
energy
thinking
is so weird today.
It's
I don't
when
know.
When they talk to you sometimes they want to hold back all their details, but that's like really holding back details, that caller, because they want to see what you're going to come up with basically nothing.
Well, I can't pull stuff out of the air like that, you know, whatever.
I know.
It's just today, that's all. Okay?
Yeah.
Barbara talks. I just want to listen.
Right.
Barbara talks.
Well, I just want to tell everybody out there, if you're waiting on the line, make sure you have a specific question for Dale. A, it's going to be more interesting for all of us to listen to, right? Am I right, Richard and Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to
mm-hmm.
make the whole show better if you have a question.
That's what I tell everybody when I screen the calls. You know,
okay.
I tell everybody.
And then they get on
well,
there and they don't have questions.
Unfortunately, it's not working.
Yeah, okay.
Just don't convolute it with a bunch of other stuff. Just tell them one thing, give them one point to focus on, and let them wait. So, yeah, it just makes it easier for everybody. It's not like pulling teeth, because pulling teeth is hard.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay, I want to know.
But anyway,
what Richard...
going back to you, when are you going to have surgery, Barbara?
Well, I've already seen a surgeon in Orange County, and I'm not feeling it. And, you know, I know if you don't see eye to eye with your doctor, don't go with that doctor. You have to
right.
be on the same page. Yeah,
yes.
And I'm not on the same page. So that's $100 down the drain because it's $100 to $500 per consultation for this.
Kidding me.
No, but now that I have this problem that my doctor actually has diagnosed that I have this problem inside of me, then if I go with whatever surgeon, maybe I like the surgeon my insurance sends me to, then a lot of it will probably be taken care of. It's like $15,000,
well,
you guys.
I understand, but my question to you is just the guy who or whoever whoever analyzed your problem, can they fix you?
No, that's just the primary doctor who sends you to all the specialists. No, you're going to go to all these different specialists.
The whole point with you is don't wait it out. Go doctor after doctor after doctor till you find the right one so you can get in there. Because it's not good. It can turn to cancer. So don't play around with it.
Well, I won't because you told me not to. But the doctor today, the primary doctor, said that many people choose to just live like that with it in them.
No.
I would never do that, Dale. I would never want to just live like that. No.
No.
Because you never know. If you're not feeling well, is it because of that? You never really know. Is it because of whatever? You want to know that you're completely healthy inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yes, Johnny.
Okay, before I put this next one
Wait a minute. Wait. Before you do that, I want to tell Barbara, and I need to say this. I fixed my website, and for people to look at my website, they have to go to their address bar on their computer and put up Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R-S, DaleShears.com. That's
okay.
New announcement. That's a big announcement, everybody. It's a big announcement. Don't forget the S on the end of Dale Shear, DaleShears.com now. And, Johnny, have you changed that everywhere on all of our shows that we have put her web address on?
Well, not yet. I'm starting to, but I'm telling you that the link is up on this one, and it is soon going to be picked up on the web, so it's with the spider box.
Yeah, Johnny's working on it. He's working on it. However long it takes.
But
I mean,
are you ready for the next caller now?
No.
Okay.
No. No. I'm trying to get through this. It's www.dale-shears.com. And when you pull it up, it may say psychic reader, whatever. What had happened was someone went and it's a long story. I forgot to pay my bill because my husband told me not to with GoDaddy because we're with Wix. And so it expired, and I got notice of it, and the minute it expired, someone went and picked my name up because they want to sell it for money. So, you know, I had to go to Dale Shears, DaleShears.com, and you'll see PsychicDaleShears.com. And you will also see, go in there and it'll say, psychic reader. So just please do that. I would appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
Of course.
All right. I want to say something before I put this next person on. When I was screening the call, they said, I asked them, I always ask people, how did you find the show? And they said that they were going through Blog Talk, looking through the shows. And she said that I liked Dale because she has a really beautiful face. This is area code 305. You're alive on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Oh,
Hi, Dale.
Hi, who's this?
Nice.
My name is Deanna. I'm in Florida.
Oh,
and
hi,
you do
Deanna
have a very nice face.
Well, thank
very
you very
beautiful.
Much. How did you find my face?
Well, I just went to see what was on Blog Talk right now. And
oh.
There you were.
Well, thank you
and
very
I
much.
Listened,
I mean,
I listened while you were talking with the other lady, and
uh-huh.
and I said, I'm going to call in. That's what I
oh,
did.
Oh, great. And where are you calling from?
Florida, South Florida.
Oh, that's right. And how can I help you?
Well, actually, I do have cancer.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry.
I'm wondering what oh. is coming next. What do you perceive?
Well, what part of the body is the cancer in?
It's the top part between the breasts and right in between.
Okay, so is this considered breast cancer?
Yes, it is.
And, okay, I need everybody to be quiet because I need to focus on this, okay? How long have you had this?
Oh, several months. I'm seeing the doctor this week. She already has the test results.
Okay, and was there a lump or was it just a mass?
No, it's a mass that is growing and growing and growing.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a surgeon?
Yes.
Okay. My gut feeling is they're going to cut it out, or they want to tell you they want to cut it out, and you've got to let them cut it out. And then you will have choice of radiation or chemotherapy. It's up to you. But in your case, I don't want this to go to bone cancer. I don't want it to spread over your body. So the quicker you do this, the faster it will resolve itself and you'll be fine that way. But if you wait, then it's going to spread.
Now, like I said, I have my appointment after the tests this coming Wednesday.
After the what? Okay.
The
and
tests
you...
were already finished. I've already completed.
Are you
the
saying test. The 10th? I don't know what you're saying.
No. This PET scan and the biopsy and the ultrasound were all done.
Okay.
Test.
The appointment is next week.
Okay. So when are you going to the doctor?
Next week.
Okay. Got that. That's good. That's quick enough. And that doctor will tell you what they decide they want to do. Is that correct?
He's a surgeon.
Right. And he will tell you what he's going to tell you. Oh, she. Okay. She's going to tell you whether it's going to be if they want a mastectomy or if they want to go in there and just get the mass.
Yeah, she's going to tell me whether it's operable and it's not in the – it's the valley in between, if you know what I'm trying to say.
I'm not sure what that is. Barbara, do you know
in
what that is?
In between the left and the right breast, there is a valley.
A valley, like the cleavage area?
Exactly.
Okay, cleavage. Now I know better. And they're going to tell you if it's operable. Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why would it not be? Well, the only other way they can do it is through radiation or chemotherapy.
How do you feel this will go?
It's not too late. They can capture it in time, but it's a long haul. They will offer you either chemo or radiation. I don't know if they can go in there and cut anything out, but there's going to be offers. Either way, it's going to turn up as chemo or it's going to turn up as, radiation. So my gut feeling, too, is that radiation will help it the most. And the reason I know a lot of this stuff, I did have a very tiny breast cancer. It was a mass. It was just a tiny one. And they went in, the female surgeon went in on a two-hour surgery, and I refused to have anesthesia. I didn't have it where you have it, but I had it in the breast area. And they removed it, and I turned down chemo and everything else except for radiation. And I saw the benefits of radiation, of what it could do. I saw this one lady who had a mass in that area or near your area. They used radiation, and they were able to kill it. But it's not without pain or suffering. There will be some pain or suffering, and that's what you're going to have to go through. But will they cure it?
How long do you think? So sorry, I didn't understand. You said something.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay. How long will, before I'm okay, or how long before I go to the other world, either way?
You're not going to the other world, and you will be okay. It's just that you have to suffer through this portion, which is not long. It may take, I'd say, up to 6 months or less, and you know, whatever they're going to do, whether it be radiation or whatever, it's going to be painful, and I want you to be aware of it. And
it is painful right now, so I'm already used to the pain, but it is very painful.
Well,
yeah.
I'm the painful, mm-hmm. You know. I want you to call back when you get your results and let me hear what the results are so that I can see even further. Okay?
Okay, Dale. I thank you very much for, you know, reading for me. And I thank Johnny, you know, and I'll keep on listening.
Well, the thing is, ma'am, you are psychic yourself. You're aware of it.
People tell me that, and I'm not quite sure I am. Sometimes a minute before something happens or two.
You'll see it. Yeah.
But a minute or two to me is not psychic.
Yes, it is. It is. I mm-hmm. That could stop an accident. That can stop a lot of things. I've done it. So a minute before sometimes. But you kind of have feelings. You're not scared. And it's like whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. And that's where you're at right now. But please call me back and let Johnny know who you are. And let me look further, okay?
Thank you very much, Dale. Please don't hang up. Just put me on hold, and I'll continue to listen. And have a blessed
week. I'll do that. I'm the one that rented the phones. I'll put you on hold so you can listen, okay? There we go.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
I think everybody should be able to listen after. Put them all on hold. Yes, Dale.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I'm
okay.
Here. Hi. Johnny, we are going to talk for a second.
Are you saying you wanted another caller, or what would you want?
No, we said we're going to talk for a split second here before another caller comes on.
That's fine.
Yeah, Johnny, when I do a reading like that, you know, I will give my phone number out and my website, please.
Okay. Psychic Dale Shear with us here today. Her direct line, she's available to you, everybody. Get in touch with her this week. It is 808-372-1816, Dale Shear's direct line for text and phone calls. Please call her at 808-372-1816 and make note of her website address, DaleShears.com. Not DaleShear.com anymore, but DaleShears.com, DaleShears.com, everybody. If you forget her phone number, and you're going to find everything there, plus it's fun to look through, and you're quite a photographer as well, Dale. I love your work.
Well, thank you. I enjoy... actually, Richard is the professional photographer, but I like to do waves and stuff like that. So You know, I enjoy that, and I'm missing that a lot right now. That's part of Hawaii, and I'm missing that.
I bet so. Yeah. Okay, wow. And Richard, I wish I lived near you guys. I would definitely take photography lessons from you, Richard, because I love photography, and it's not easy. Like I said, I set up this whole studio with fill lights and the ring light and all that. And
oh, yeah.
To get the lighting just right, it really is not just so simple.
Okay, can I give two things here I'd like to tell you, Barb? Okay?
Okay.
First thing, write down KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Okay?
Okay.
That's number one.
Love it.
Number two, I loved your little birthday video.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad you saw that.
I watched it about 3 or 4 times. I got the biggest kick out of it. Happy birthday, Barb.
Well, I'm going to have to do more little videos for you then, Richard. Oh, thank you for appreciating that, because you are on my mind a lot. You know, you are a person who's seen a lot happen, just like the Queen. How many presidents she met, and you have seen. You're 94, and you're not ailing. I'm just glad to have you here on the show every Friday.
Well, you know what? The first time yesterday, Richard called me his guardian angel, and I was really impressed. I was really impressed, because whenever there's something wrong with Richard, I catch it right away.
Oh.
Great strength. It's really strange.
Good to have
you
around.
Yeah. I mean, right away, I find, you know, that's it. The other day, he had some red spots all over his body. I go, what is that? And apparently we used Allegra from his doctor for allergies, and it made the red spots go away. It's kind of weird. I've never heard of Allegra making red spots going away. But anyway, now I'm in a better frame of mind. Can we have another call?
We sure do.
Okay, good.
Area code, let's see here. Area code 914. Oh, wait, area code 3105, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
No, this is Deanna. You spoke to me just now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Okay, area code 915, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Catherine. Happy birthday to you.
That's Barbara.
Oh,
that was a week ago.
Sorry,
that's okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Oh, another one from New York. Okay.
Yeah.
How can I help you, sweetheart?
I was wondering if you see love coming to me. I'm going on a trip, so I don't know if I might find somebody there. Or today, a family friend told me they want to... they'd like
you
to go out with their son.
They want to fix you up with their son.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Question is, where are you going on your trip?
Italy.
Wow.
Ooh.
Can I go?
Yes, definitely.
You know what's so neat is our American dollar now. If they have euros, their American dollar is the same as Europe. I wish I could be going to Europe right now because we're even money. But anyway, how long are you going to be in Italy?
A while, 6 weeks.
That is a long time. Wow. Is this, is this for work or is this for pleasure?
I have family there. My mom wants to see them, you know, so it's you know, more for my mom.
Well, you know, to be honest
I'm along
with you,
for the ride.
You're going, two men you will meet. You will meet the one they're going to pick you up with, which you would like very much. And also in Italy, you'll have many suitors as well. So you'll have your pick. You will have your pick. And men in Italy love to pinch butt, so You know? It's okay.
Ha.
You're going to have a lot of men, so don't even worry about it.
Fun. I'll let you know when I get back. Yeah.
Oh,
do
please.
It.
Please, have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy. And eat all that great food. Okay?
Yes, yeah. Cappuccino. Yes. And healing blessings to your last caller, too. Light and love with her. Yes.
Yes, I was going to say my prayers are with her. She's still listening, and my prayers are with her. And being that I'm a great believer in God, and if she just really prays a lot, a lot of times she can make that go away. So let's say some prayers for her. Okay?
I heard of a technique, if you're interested, a sort of prayer to help with that if you envision, a golden light of God coming in and removing whatever, needs to be removed, that it's, right? Yeah. So I'm sending her lots of love. And, God is always on her side. Yes.
Yes. If she can imagine that light and protection from God coming in. I do that on airplanes. I protect it with the white light of the airplane, going over a plane before I, get on it and while I'm on it and while it's landing. So that's kind of neat and the same thing, So.
I'll do that too. Yes. Oh, glorious.
Wow, that was a great reading for you.
Thank you. Yes, and happy birthday again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Have a great time in Italy.
Thank you, ma'am.
Some
pasta. What a place to be the man.
Some wine. Yes.
You won't
much
care if they pinch your butt because you're going
to
be too turned on by their accent.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Johnny, I'd like to end with this and let Barbara do the shout out, if that's okay.
Great. Sure. That was great.
And Barbara, one thing.
Yes.
Barbara, if it's 1 week or 2 weeks or whenever you're ready to do the Facebook, just let me know, okay?
Oh, yeah. Don't
be stressed out about it.
Let's not promise that.
Let's just, hope for the best, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Wow. Well, Dale, this last reading was really great. I love it when somebody's going to find love. I mean, that's exciting, especially on a trip. Wow. I love it.
That'd be good.
Yeah. But I want everybody to know that you're available to them, all throughout the week. You'll be back always on Fridays with us. But in the meantime, everybody, if you want a private reading that is a lengthier reading, you can book it with Psychic Dale Scheer directly at 808-372-1816. We will put her link to her website in the show description tonight. Johnny's doing that. But just in case you didn't hear earlier, her website is daleshears.com. And your friends used to call you that in Hawaii, right? So you don't mind. Your name's Dale Scheer, but you don't mind if people even call you Dale Scheers. So that kind of worked out pretty well. Okay, anyway, I think they're off to a really nice homemade dinner at Dale's house. So, aloha, everybody, and we might see you face-to-face next weekend, next Friday. And we'll let you know. Just check our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I've been very active on there, Life, Laughter, Happiness, across the board, everybody, YouTube as well. Make sure you follow and everywhere to help keep our show going. All right. Thank you, Johnny.
Not everyone.
And aloha.
Aloha.
Dale. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.